co-founder of HowsMyDog.com. Now, construction prices are likely to rise by more than five times the general rate of inflation this year, up to 7%, due principally to a shortage of building workers driving up the cost of wages, but also in part to falling productivity on our building sites. These are some of the key findings of research carried out by construction consultants Mitchell McDermott, whose director, Paul Mitchell, joins us in studio. Paul, this is new research you've done. Inflation of up to 7% generally on building sites, whether it's houses or commercial buildings this year?
Yeah, we carried out research over the last 4 years, since 2015, and we assessed over 68 projects, 1.4 billion's worth, and we tracked the rates over that period. And we effectively priced the same building in 2015, 16, 17 and today. And in simple terms, if we had a building that would cost you 20 million in 2015, that same building in 2019 will cost you 25 million. So yeah, absolutely. Labour shortage is a big thing. We've known this for a while. Wage increases. You know, there is a lot of work in the industry and 16% increase in terms of output. But productivity has been, I suppose, a surprising issue and an emerging issue with contractors.
Yeah, and we'll come to that in a second because it's a very important finding. But I suppose specialist workers, the likes of Mech and Elec workers, really in demand, and they could see wage increases perhaps into double digits.
Yeah, looking next year, they might have increases of up to 5-6%. Last year, 9%. And they are the official wage increases. But there is a supply and demand, and there's a dearth of specialist workers out there. So in some cases, for projects with high demands in terms of time deadlines, they can name their prices on certain cases.
Now, that pressure on wages, as you say, one of the factors contributing to construction inflation generally. But this interesting finding that contractors are telling you that productivity for those, or most of those, or many of those already working on sites, is falling rapidly in some cases. Why is that?
I suppose it's a simple case of the supply chain is recovering since the downturn. A lot of those companies are building their businesses. And in some cases, what the main contractors feed back to us is that their supply chain are lacking the supervision. And it's, you know, so if they have less managers managing their people, they're not as efficient a machine. Now, as I said, this is an emerging issue in the industry, and contractors are only now starting to look at what productivity they're getting from their workforce.
When you say the supply chain into contractors, this is basically subcontractors, is it?
Subcontractors, so the people doing the formwork or the steel fixing or pouring the concrete or digging the hole. It's those people. And now some of the main contractors out there are actually tracking their people, and they're doing time and motion studies on their workers to find what are they actually producing. And if I'm paying you for an hour, am I getting 50 minutes work? Am I getting 40? Am I getting 30 minutes? So we'll see a lot more on this over the next year.
And this is because the shortage of workers generally is also leading to a shortage of supervisors.
Correct, yes, and a shortage of management. And what we're seeing is a lot of this supply chain agree to a fixed price for their work. And this is why this has been masked for so long. But when they get to their next job, they find they can't do it for the same sum. Costs are going up, and the main contractors are trying to understand why their subcontractors are charging more. And it is because they are not as efficiently managed as they could be.
And by its very nature, is that a bigger problem on large sites? More complex sites?
I think on more complex sites, it needs closer management. You know, simple things to get from the front gate to your actual area of work takes a period of time. Do you get paid from when you walk in the front gate or when you get to your area of work? Now, I'm talking very large sites.
Now, I suppose to focus on more productive or more positive metrics that have come out of your research, a huge amount of commentary on the need for apartments, for more, I suppose, appropriate homes for single people, for couples.
Yeah.
We know there's been a shortage of apartments in urban areas, but you believe that the supply is beginning to come on stream.
Yes, so I think it's probably a year and a half ago I sat in the studio and talked about apartment viability on behalf of the Society of Chartered Surveyors. And at that stage, we had a big issue with viability. There still are in lots of places, But what has changed is that last March the government brought in a new guidelines for different asset classes for different types of apartments, and we are seeing a wave of those come through. So if the demand is somewhere between 35 and 45,000 units per annum, there were 31,000 planning permissions granted for residential units last year, and a third of that was for apartments, and we can see that increasing. And I think that, coupled with the new financing that's out there in terms of mezzanine equity and pension funds buying product, those two coming together is actually a huge positive news story for people who are trying to rent, trying to afford homes, and trying to keep the cost of rent down.
Let's say roughly 10,000 planning applications or permissions for apartments last year. Based on your research, how long will it take on average for those to be delivered and for people to be able to move in?
Yeah. So, you know, an apartment block, different to housing, but an apartment block can take from 12 months to 24 months and longer for very large schemes. So therefore, it's important to phase these schemes. So that's why people on the ground aren't seeing a lot of this. But we are, since this time last year and since March in particular, an absolute wave. So we can see that from 12 months hence, if I'm sitting here, we'll be talking about the increase in and largely rental accommodation for apartments in urban centres.
And from your perspective, those changes to guidelines by government have worked. That's, less focus on the height, on the number of windows, movement around lifts, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there was a few technical things that they changed in terms of dual aspect, apartments per core. So instead of the one size fits all, they changed it to a more flexible arrangement. And that, in our view, and what we're seeing on the ground, has worked wonders.
Finally, the B word. Do you think the construction industry has enough momentum to survive what might happen at the end of March?
Absolutely. I think there's positives and negatives. There's positives in terms of we'll see more requirement for stock and space. We may see workers moving to Ireland, which will be very welcome. And on the other side, we can see delays in terms of ports and tariffs and things like that, and import duties, which obviously we don't know as we sit here today.
Okay. Paul Mitchell of Mitchell McDermott, thanks for coming into us to share that information with us. Coming up, Sarah Quirk of Goodbody on